This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back as we've got some people starting to make their way in. It's a Friday, man. It's a great spot to start the Friday here. And again, as I said, we're here till 6 o'clock. That don't mean it has to come to an end for you, man. Once you make your way out here at every Big City Wings location, there's TVs all over the place, and that is absolutely the case here in the Copperfield location. As you can see them all over the building, anywhere you are sitting, there are multiple TVs, so you can come in here and watch this huge series that the Astros are having against the Mariners. And watch that right here to go on through your night. And by the way, you can do that with $5 margaritas, and you can do that with half price appetizers and get you some bugs going today. So this is a perfect spot to kind of start your weekend off. And it's a long weekend, baby. The perfect spot to start your weekend off and get in here and get you some cold beer, cold drinks, bugs, and watch the Astros in a huge series tonight.
Yeah, the margaritas. Get your margaritas. Ooh. Come on, I might have to have me one of them before I get up out of here. But, yeah, see what these Astros Mariners tonight, man. It's a great place to watch a game, no doubt about it. If you can't get to this Big City Wings, definitely get to one of them. Yeah. I think last time I talked to him, I think he said there's 12 or 13, maybe even more now. Hell, it's been a minute, so maybe be more now. So there's definitely one right around the corner from wherever you're at. Man, I encourage you to stop. I just had the Tajin Wings, Ron.
Yeah.
Tajin Wings, man. I remember the first time I saw him here. At Big City Wings, first time I'd ever seen Tajin Wings. I've been eating Tajin since I was knee high, boy.
I remember the first time we came to it.
I don't know if they actually called Tajin back in the day. I don't know if that's what it was.
All right, 713-572-4610. Those of you on the text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, was it a different name? What was it called?
What I believe were Tajin suckers back in the day? You could literally buy a sucker. Now, obviously, it's a Mexican candy. I just don't know exactly what the name of it was.
All right, check it in. Anybody help us out here? I know we got many people who've been around here a while can help us out.
I'm telling you, man, they were tremendous.
There you go. They were.
6-7 years old. Stop and go down the street.
Oh yeah, my man got a big beer right there now. Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go.
Send a picture of that to Tyler and show him how a real man drinks.
Again,
beer.
We are still awaiting Tyler.
Lucas. Yes,
Lucas.
That's
there it. Is.
Yes,
he knew
yes,
it. He's been
yes,
sitting over
yes.
there, wasn't he?
Now, was that Tajin or is that a close cousin? Close cousin.
That's it.
I was on that Lucas back in the day.
That
boy.
Did, the Lucas.
It came in. It came in a little. You got to a point. I don't know which was first, but we used to hit them suckers. And then it came, started coming in these in a little can, almost like you have Tony Chachere's in right now. Yeah, man, you get that stuff. It was great.
People texting in Lucas. That
was
brand
it.
Called Lucas. There
that
you go.
Was it right there.
There you go. All right, Clint.
Damn, that's good old days, boy. Woo.
Just mold that over here while I set this up, Clint. We I think arguably to me the best thing to happen to the Houston Texans franchise is when D'Amico Ryans decided, and we're honest, he could have probably gone anywhere he wanted. The Denver Broncos wanted him. Other teams wanted him. He was one of the hot candidates, but he said he wanted to come, as he called it, home. He wanted to come back here to Houston. He wanted to be the head coach. And ever since then, that organization went from rough to immediately a change that people respected the organization. And then it wasn't just respecting the organization. It became wins on the field in playoffs and playoff wins and winning the division. And they have been a winning team every year they've been with them. And people look at this organization completely different. The best thing, the thing to happen. I know C.J. Stroud is huge, but D'Amico Ryans is what kick-started all of this. And, Clint, we have seen him become, I think, one of the top coaches, right? I think we were talking about this the other day of Nick Sirianni, a guy who's been in the league for 4 years and has been to multiple Super Bowls, has won a Super Bowl, been in the playoffs every year he's been there. I think you said you would take D'Amico over him. I've talked to people about that. They would take D'Amico over him. What is the next step, though? What has to happen? Where is the next level for D'Amico? Because right now, D'Amico's clearly a winner, right? He is a guy that can turn a culture immediately. He is a winner. His players play for him. They respect him. That's all there. But right now, Clint, he's in the Todd Bowles, Rex Ryan, you know, the defensive coach that wins, gets to the playoffs, right, has the wild card level win or wins their division, but right now having a hard time to punch through to get to the, you know, Mike Tomlin, Pete Carroll. I'll leave Belichick as a defensive coach out of it. That's a different thing. But those guys who broke through and got to Super Bowls and won Super Bowls. He's at the Lovie Smith kind of role where you get to and bam, it seems like they don't get to the level of winning. What has to happen?
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
For him to take that next step to get to the level he's trying to get
past. Well, I think two things have to happen, and one of them already has. He found C.J. Stroud. Yep. Right, that's one. I think number two, he's got to hit on the offense. These are probably out of order, to be completely honest with you. But I only put CJ first because he already hit on it. He's got to hit on an offensive play caller. He's got to figure out what he wants his offensive identity to be, and how to find that guy. Like right now, I don't think D'Amico Ryans. I don't think he knows exactly what he wants to look like offensively based on who he's hired and what the staff looks like. I think it's still a shot in the dark, you know, the best available In this case, I think it's the best approach available, more so than the best offensive coordinator, play caller available.
I wonder, does he know how much control he wants? Like, how much he wants to be, like what? As you said, like, what he wants his offense to look like. I wonder how much he has the, control of wanting that. Or is he still just, here, man, I believe in you, Nick Caley, like he did with Bobby Slowick, and, man, yeah. You execute what you do.
Well, it's... You know, I think he knows he's been around Shanahan, obviously, with some great offenses, and that's why I think he went the route that he went initially with the San Francisco look or approach. Yeah. And now that didn't work, and now he's going a different approach. And so I just think if we're talking about D'Amico Ryans being, you know, getting beyond being, hey, this is a really good head coach, that his strong suit and his identity being a defensive play caller, they are elite. Right, that is good enough to get you 8, 9, 10 wins. That's good enough to keep you in the playoffs. But I just believe that he's going to have to hit offensively. Like I said earlier, I know people get frustrated about it because they're defensive about it. But I'm just keeping it 100. Just real talk. Like D'Amico Ryans, I don't care who he hires as his offensive coordinator. Right. Ideally, you want to hire one, you want to hit on it, and you want that guy to never leave until he takes a head job, and then you want to have the next one groomed and ready to go. He's not there, obviously. But when it's all said and done, what D'Amico Ryans can't continue to do as it pertains to his offense is communication can't be a problem. I don't care what your scheme is. I don't care what your system is. D'Amico Ryans has to make sure that the communication from his quarterback to his O-line, like, that is cleaned up, right? D'Amico Ryans should have never, at the NFL level, D'Amico Ryans should have never let C.J. Stroud not having control of the line of scrimmage be a problem. And it clearly was a problem, right? Now, that's Bobby's fault, cool, whatever. D'Amico has to make sure that never happens again, right? When you talk about the communication with the offensive line and the quarterback, that channel, like, whatever, that cannot ever happen again. Right, having a guy that's got a C on his chest, that you're willing to get him smooth up out of town because you want to change the mentality of your offensive line room. D'Amico Ryans cannot let that happen again.
Yeah, I think we agree. I think the thought for me is he doesn't have to be overbearing and try to run the thing, but he does have to be more involved. And what's happening offense.
I'll put it to you this way, Ron. And look, he inherited it, so you got to do the best you can with what you got, right? But if Laremy Tunsil was on D'Amico Ryan's defensive line, he wouldn't have lasted a half a season.
Yeah, I mean, we watched him sit folks down. We watched him sit Des King down. We watched
right.
him sit.
Right, right. And so that's
down. Yeah.
That same mentality has to be applied.
Something happened with Christian Harris. Like, we set him down.
That same mentality has to be applied to the offensive side of the football, regardless of who the offensive play caller is.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, that's D'Amico. That's not the next hire, because that's going to be a problem every time, whether a guy gets fired or he's hired off to somewhere else. It's going to be happening again. What, like, D'Amico's got to set that standard. He's got it set on the defensive side of the football. I think he's got it set as a team.
Yeah.
It's when you boil it down to an offensive identity, an offensive standard, I think they struggle.
It almost seems like he may have just been standoffish from it. Not at all involved, but just, hey, man, do your thing. And it feels like to me now he – again, doesn't have to come over and try to run it, but he has to be more involved to specifically have the look that he wants to have. I think that's probably it.
Are you going to be a physical team?
Yep.
Are you going to be a disciplined team? Not your defense. Are you going to be a swarm mentality team? Not just your defense, as a whole. And now he's clean. It seems like he's cleaned the slate, and he can hold everybody
involved.
To that count. Yeah.
And got more involved. All right, coming up, the one thing about the stuff that is going around with C.J. Stroud that is bugging Clint Sterner, the one thing that's really bugging him. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
No! Yes.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.